The sun shone down on me, and I wiped the bead of sweat from the tip of my nose. Many sets of feet pounding the earth, dodging citizens left and right, the outlaw in front of me showing no sign of slowing down, but I wasn't about to give up. I spotted a bell spout coming up on my left, and took his sheaf in my hand as I passed, lifting him up with me. Asking for their help, I said, "Lasso that criminal!" So they did. And I yanked the vines until the outlaw toppled over. And the pursuit came to a close. It was quite easy for me, seeing as I am an impotent of many talents. I got up of Parker's back and bowed at all the citizens who applauded my great display of heroism. And that's how she decided I should join the rescue team.
That's not exactly how it happened.
It's all right, Parker. Let Dipper have his moment.
I'm sure you did a great job as his ride.
Thanks?
Well, in fact, she did. Her deer have very soft fur. It was quite pleasant.
Thanks.
That's a wonderful story, Dipper, but I'm trying to finish up some reports here.
What are you even reporting on? Nothing's happening right now.
Nothing ever happens on this freaking island. I wish someone would die or whatever so we'd have something interesting to do for once.
Chanel! Be careful saying things like that.
What? I was just kidding. Can I make jokes anymore? Yeesh.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Lots of crime happens in Pleiada Town.
Yeah, well, it doesn't count if you're making it happen.
Seth.
Whoa, what's going on?
Well, that's not normal. All right, team, time to head out. Come on, Torque.
No need to tell me twice.
Ta-da-da! Time to stride into action! Huh? Yes, ride, Parker. Giddy up!
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
Gotcha. Lily, come quick.
On the way.
Pleiada Town's rescue team officers filed out of their headquarters and began dodging people in the fleeing crowd, running against them toward whatever trouble they may be escaping from. Only Seth, Alita, and Lily staggered behind as the little Sentra tried to stop to question one of the citizens.
Excuse me, sir. What's happening?
They're coming! Run!
What? Who's coming? Seth, wait!
Come on, Alita! Catch up! The others are already at the market!
I can't cut through the crowd!
Lily, hold on to my lead. I'll pull you up.
Thanks, Alita. This is a lot of frightened people.
Did anyone else know this many people even lived in Pleiada Town?
I can see the market. We're almost there.
Lily, Seth, and Alita arrived at the now empty marketplace. Dust still in the air and down the multiple routes the citizens had taken to escape. The others were crowding around something near the center of the plaza.
So, what's going on? What are we looking at?
Excuse me. Is that blood? He's dead!
It looks like this poor Pidgeot's been murdered.
Well then, are you happy now, Chanel?
Oh, my God. I literally said I was kidding!
Who would do something like this in broad daylight?
Surely a fearless criminal. And by the marks on the victim's neck, it's been broken.
That, and the fact that his head's turned in the wrong direction.
It was a great deduction nonetheless, sir.
Well, I have always prided myself in my detective skills. And now, it's time to look for who did it.
Okay! I'm gonna get him! Let me go, whoever did it!
How are we gonna figure out where they are? Lily, is anyone still in the area?
I'll check.
The little Sentra closed her eyes, casting her awareness to her surroundings like a net and feeling the world around her. Behind bushes, trees, and even walls, Lily's perception was heightened through a unique ability she possessed, a technique she and the others in the team had dubbed foresight.
I can feel a strange energy surrounding the victim, and I don't know why. And then... two Pokemon running toward the center of town! There's a really scary aura around them, too, so they must be the ones who we're looking for.
Nice work, Lily.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
What in the world was that?
Whoa! I just felt a huge surge of energy coming from that direction!
Something's going on, I can feel it! Alita, we should go find out what it is.
Seth, slow down!
I'm gonna ask to join the chase!
Hold on now. Oliver, I think we should split up. Someone has to stay and watch over the body, I think.
Huh. That does sound prudent. How about...
Oh! Hey! Hey, Chief!
Seth! You want to guard the body?
What? That's not...
Lovely! You and Alita can stay here and do that, then! The rest of you, come with me! We're gonna find out who caused this!
Oliver, Torque, and the other four officers barreled down a street toward the energy Lily had felt.
Huh. Someone's out there on the street. I can make out a group of people.
It looks like there's been another attack. I see someone on the ground.
Lily, what can you sense?
I can't really sense the strange aura coming from ahead of us anymore. But there's... Someone just passed us by!
What? That doesn't make any sense. There's nobody walking near us.
Wait, if we can't see them, then that means...
We're dealing with a ghost-type outlaw.
That's our specialty, team. Chief, wait up!
Huh? Did you find something?
We believe we're dealing with ghost-type outlaws.
Yes, and they're fleeing fast!
Well then, you four can chase after them. We'll handle whatever's going on up ahead. Make us proud, ghost-catching team.
Yes, sir!
Mystery Dungeon, Arceus' Wish, Chapter 2B, The Phantom Fumble.